Grand rising, great afternoon, good evening, and so is tonight. Lovely. So welcome back to Exodus to Freedom podcast, where I, Chosen, aka PKA Lawanda, read a journal entry, that I wrote to Kay. This is the miniseries Monday, A Dear K. And I wrote to her as she was behind bars, locked up, in jail, in prison, whatever you want to call. Okay, she was locked up. And we usually communicate every day. At that time, we was communicate every day. Phone calls back and forth. Video calls, just was used to a regular routine, and when she just like suddenly was behind bars, it was as if that communication was very, very limited, and I wasn't standing for it. I was like, I'm still gonna write you, I'm still gonna talk to you, just, you know. And I did not send these letters, I did not give these to her. I did tell her at one point that I did write these letters, but she has never read them. She's never heard them. She doesn't know how many there is. But I did tell her at one point, I was like, you know, I wrote you every day. I mean, I've been telling her that. I told her that. But at this point in my life right now, currently, we are not in communication, so she definitely doesn't know. But yeah, so I'm gonna get into it. This one was written on May the 31st, 2019, and at this point, she only has 17 days left until her court date. All right, you finally called. I was grabbing my stuff to head to clock out. We talked till I was close to home, and he said, I'm going to call you back in 20 minutes. I said, what for? Then I'm like, okay, call them and just call me in the morning. You say, why? Okay, never mind. Call me back then. Okay. It was so adorable. I love when you show me you want me and eat that attention up. I always eat that attention up. The water drop emoji sign with the tongue emoji sign. That. This is the part that was written later on that day, that night when she called back. You're tired of being in there. Got it. You're ready to get out. Understood. You don't want nobody to put any more money on your books. Okay. Ma'am, your anger, frustration, and anxiousness to get out is understood. But yelling at me and hanging up without saying I love you is just disrespectful, hurtful, and not what I need right now. And I'm not going to allow you to even try to use an excuse of you're in jail anger type shit. No excuse. Your situation hasn't changed. Only your patience and how you treat me shouldn't have changed with it. Hanging up on me the way you did? Crying eye emoji, sad face emoji. I didn't like it. I'm not your punch bag. You will not take your anger out on me. And there's only so much patience I have left after dealing with those little kids at work. I text your sis for you and let her know you'll be calling her in the a.m. Please calm your ass down. Get some rest, get some sleep, and call her in the morning. Depending on how I feel, I may not answer because that really hurt my feelings. This too shall pass though. Send peace, protection, mercy and grace, patience, and love to you. K, I love you. Yours. That was it. Okay. That one. Oh, I do remember that day, actually vividly, because that was a very, I remember that day because it was very strenuous at work. There was some chaos going on at work. And I didn't want to deal with having to like explain all of that to her. So of course, you know, she already got her own things. So I just let her talk, right? Well, yeah, she got real disrespectful on the whole like asking me for things, but really wasn't she I felt that she wasn't reciprocating that back and showing appreciation. The things I was doing. So yeah, that was that moment where I felt unappreciated and disrespected, and I was just like, my patience was getting real, real low, because I was already dealing with stuff, my own personal stuff. So anyway, yeah, what I definitely learned is basically don't take no shit. Like that's the whole key. And that one was like, yeah. When you realize that, definitely back up, take a moment, exhale. And again, don't take no disrespect at all, no matter who it's from. But I also seen it from her view as like, because when I was saying something about like, you know, your frustration, I get it, I get it. Like, I got everything she was saying, I got everything that she was like, you know, trying to explain, and it made me see it from her view, and I'm like, dude, I see it from your perspective and your view. That's why I'm still here. That's why I've been helping you. But you gotta give me some leeway, like something in return, something big. Like, don't just think I'm just gonna keep giving, 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 and I'm already being drained from everywhere else in my life. Like, no. Like, where I put my limits is, and that was the thing of like setting boundaries. That was on me. That was not for her to set the boundaries for me, right? Like, that's anywhere in life. You going to work, you got to set those boundaries that, hey, once I clock out, don't call me about no, okay? Unless you're an on-call type position, don't call, if I clock out, I'm clocked out. Yeah, that in this situation, it was just a thing of setting boundaries and learning how to express that. Because even though I did express that to her, it wasn't delivered in a way. And I know I didn't say this in there, but I know I didn't deliver in a way where I was confident enough. Because this is still in the beginning of me learning how to set boundaries, and I was just in the stage of acknowledging that I didn't have boundaries, and I was acknowledging that I needed to set boundaries. And so I was speaking up on it. I was actively speaking up on those, setting those boundaries, but I wasn't standing on them. So this is a thing that I learned along the way, was not to only, you know, be aware, okay, this is an issue, I need to set boundaries. And then setting those boundaries, and then the boundaries, the said boundaries that you have set, you stand on them. When they're crossed, you acknowledge it. You speak up, you know, you stand on that. And if it's in a case where you realize that boundary doesn't work in the same way it does, acknowledge that, and express that. And then, you know, do what you need to do to set a new boundary, or, you know, but make sure when you're setting a new boundary that you dissipate the other one. Did I say that right? That you basically declare, okay, this is a new boundary, the other one is void, you know, and so that it's clear that this is my boundaries, and it's very clear of how you move in this area of your life and what they can expect of you. Now, I made it very clear, but she was still trying to draw those you know, those things out. But at first they weren't clear. So when I did get to a point of making it very clear of my boundaries, again, it was a thing of not standing on it. So that was something that was learned over the course of, I think, a year. And not just in the relationship with her, but in all of my relationships, I had to learn this in different ways, especially it being a different connections, and different relationships require, you know, different things from you. So yeah, I had to learn this in different ways, but baby, yeah, we ain't got no worries now. So I'm thankful for that. And I love that. I love that for me. I love that for little Wanda, you know, because we do get to a point as humans that we tend to love, you know, the attention and love, the love that we're getting, and it kind of get blindsided, like, you know, where we have to draw the line where, okay, I love this, but I don't love that part. And in order for me to continue to have healthy love flow, I would like for me, and again, this is not you trying to control the person. When you set boundaries, it's only on your side. This is only for you, okay? And I think people, I think some people kind of get that confused because they want to set boundaries and try to put it in a way to control the other person. No matter how you set boundaries, it's for you, for your safety, for your protection, for your sanity, you know what I'm saying? Your peace. It's not to attempt to control anyone. So yeah, let's not misconstrue that. And this podcast is getting a little long, so I'm gonna cut it right here. But those are the major lessons that I learned. Definitely setting boundaries is one. And so yeah, thank you for listening, and there will be another mini series Monday coming up very soon. I'm thankful for all of those that follow, that listen. Also, if you would like to listen or hit me up, you know, on a different platform, I am on YouTube, The Chosen Intuition. I upload shorts and videos and meditations, which I also have meditations on here, on this here podcast, Exodus to Freedom. I also have IG. Yeah, IG social is Chosen Intuition. That's all the socials I be active on as of right now. If you find some other socials with my face on them, honey, no, that was in a past journey, a past. It's in the past. It was something that was for that moment in my journey, and whatever. That's all I can say about that. But yeah. All right, lovelies. Love you guys. Love you. Mwah. Again, thank you for the love and the support and the appreciation and listening and watching. I hope you continue to have a great rising, great afternoon, good evening, and sweet night.